Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71, which is a continuation, according to Amos Chacham, of Psalm 70. Becha Adonai chasiti alevosha leolam, b'tzidkatcha tatzileinu tufalteini, hatei elai oznacha v'hoshieni. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to confusion. Save me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Hayeli litzur ma'on lavo tamid tzivit lo sheni ki sal'i umutzudati ata. Be my strong rock to which I may continuously resort, which you have appointed to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Continuing the theme of a personal salvation with which he left off Psalm 70, the author expresses a very subjective psalm, focusing on his relationship with God, his desires for God to help, save, be his rock, be his hope. He begins, though, with an acknowledgement that, Becha Hashem chasiti, in God I have trusted. I shall not be embarrassed. In the same language he used to confirm with God that he saves and helps, the psalmist calls out to God for said salvation and said help. The imagery of the rock is not foreign to us. We saw Psalms employ it as a request in Psalm 27 and a praise in Psalm 40, also recently in Psalm 61. Here he uses it twice in verse 3, Tzur Ma'on, some kind of sanctuary of refuge, and in the second half, Sal'i Umetzudati, my rock and fortress. Elohai Palteni Miyad Rasha Mikaf Me'avel V'chometz Ki Ata Tikvati Adonai Elohim Mivtachi Minurai. Save me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. Alecha nismachti mi beten minei mi atag gozi becha tilati tamid. By you I have been sustained from the womb. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Kimofet hayite lirabim v'ata machsi oz yimale pi tilatecha kol hayom tifaitecha. I'm a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and let your honor all the day. Calling out to God for salvation from evil, he explains and justifies why he waits on God. Ata tikvati. You are my hope. I rely on you from my youth. The phrase Ata Gozi is unusual. Most commentators say it refers to God being his savior who took him out from his mother's womb, taking care of him from the start. Verse 7 uses the word Mofet, meaning a sign or a wonder. The same word is employed throughout the Exodus story, referring to God's wonders in Egypt. The next part of this section presents the negative side using the word Al, or don't. Al tashlicheni le'ed zikna kichlot kochi al ta'azveinu. This is used during the Slichot, the famous verse which says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Do not forget me when my strength fails. Ki amru evai li v'shomreim nefshi no'otsu yachta, for my enemies speak against me. Those who watch my soul consult together. Lemor, they say, Elohim azavo v'ritfu v'tsifsu ki ein matzil. They say that God has forsaken him, pursue and seize him, for there is none to save him. Elohim, al tirchak bimeni, Elohai, le'ezrati, chusha. Yevoshu yichlu sotnei nafshi yadu cherpa uchlima mibakshei ra'ati. O God, do not be far away from me. Make haste, chusha, help me. Let those who are adversaries to my soul be put in shame, to shame and consumed. Let those who seek my hurt be covered with reproach and dishonor. In verse 6, he speaks about his relationship with God from even before birth, noting God's constant watching over him. Verse 9 continues that theme to the other extreme, old age. He pleads with God to not forsake him in old age when he is weak and vulnerable, for then his enemies will overcome him, realizing God is no longer with him. In verse 12, he employs the word chusha, the theme of the previous psalm, asking God to hastily come to his aid. Doing so, the detractors will be filled with shame at their inability to defeat him. In the next section, the psalmist speaks of all the ways he will praise God, starting with the word va'ani, but I. To remove all doubt about his intentions, he states clearly that to God, he will continue to hope and trust. Va'ani, tamid ayachel v'hosafti kol tilatecha, pi yisaper tzidkatecha kol ayom tishuatecha, ki lo yadati sforot, avo bigvurot Adonai Elohim azkir tzidkatecha levadecha. But I will hope continually and will yet praise you more and more. My mouth will declare your righteousness and your salvation all day, for the numbers is past my knowledge. I will come to celebrate the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will mention your righteousness, yours alone. In verse 15, we come across a word that appears only once in Tanakh. The word is sforot. Commentators debate its meaning. Rashi thinks it means, I don't know the number of times you have saved me. Sforot. But his grandson, Rashbam, renders it from the root as lesaper, to tell. I don't know how to properly tell your greatness. The psalm concludes with verses 17 to 24. Elohim, limadetani minurai v'adhena agid neflotecha. O Lord, you have taught me from my youth to now. I continue to speak your praises and your wonders. V'gamat zikna v'seva Elohim al tazveni ad agid zra'acha l'dor l'chol yavo k'vortecha. Also now when I'm old and gray-haired, O God, do not forsake me till I proclaim your might to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. And your righteousness is also reaches the high heavens. You have done great things, O Lord. Who is like you?
Terev gidulati v'tisof t'nachameni, gam ani otcha b'chol chli nevel amitcha alohai azamalacha b'chinor kedosh Yisrael. Tiranena svatai ki azamer alach v'nafshi asher padita. Gam l'shani kol ayom te'egev et tzidkatecha givoshu ki chafru m'bakshirati.
O God, you have taught me from my youth. Your righteousness also, O God, reaches the high heavens. You have done great things, O God. Who is like you? You who have shown me many and grievous troubles. Restore me back to life and bring me back from the depths of the earth. Increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise you with the harp, speaking of your truth, O my God. To you I will sing with the lyre, O you Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall declare your righteousness all the day long, for those who seek my harm are confounded. They are brought to shame. Poetry also deals with visual cues, with how our eyes survey the text while reading. An acrostic is obvious in that it praises God from A to Z, from Aleph to Tav. But sometimes, instead of every line presenting a letter of the alphabet, the psalm presents Alephs in the beginning and Tavs at the end. That's, I believe, what takes place in Psalm 70 and 71. Psalm 70 begins with the letter Aleph, and Psalm 71 with Bet. In fact, Bet, verse 2, and another Bet in verse 6. Verse 14, 16, 16b, 17, 18, 19, 20 all have prominent Alephs. And then at the end of verse 20, a litter of Tavs begin to take over. Tashuv, Techayenu, Teomot, Tashuv, Taaleni. Verse 21, Terev, Tisov, Tenachameni. Verse 23, Teranena. And verse 24, Tehegeh. The alliteration certainly makes you feel like the notion of praising is reaching its pinnacle. In verse 17 and 18, he speaks of the arc of his praising God from birth to infinity. In verse 22, he concludes that I too, Gamani, will praise using a harp, a musical instrument, to add sound, notes, melody to the ongoing call to God. There are scarcely any enemies in this psalm, no real detractors oppressing him, excepting verse 4. Instead, there's a constant praise of God and a plea for God to never abandon him so that he may continue on this journey
of song to God. What started in Psalm 70 as an urgent call to hastily save him and help him turns into a psalm about finding the ways to praise God throughout one's life, asking from God to give him the strength to never be deterred from praise, from the ultimate song.